I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 1st. Members of the Quincy Police Department responded to the riots in Boston overnight in response to the death of George Floyd. In Minneapolis, several Quincy Police bike patrol officers were dispatched to Newbury Street and downtown Boston to help keep the peace. No Quincy officers were injured during those altercations. 25-year-old Paul Kowalanski from Quincy facing numerous charges after police say he stabbed another man during a street fight last night. Kowalanski allegedly stabbed a 46-year-old man near Buckley and Copeland Streets just before 7 last night. The unidentified victim was taken to Boston Medical Center for treatment. Kowalanski faces charges including armed assault with intent to murder. Police say a knife was recovered at the scene. There are currently 1,195 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 117 deaths, and 841 people have recovered. There are almost 95,000 cases statewide. Quincy Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci believes that the City Council chambers at City Hall or some other city property, either indoors or outdoors, could be used by the Quincy District Courthouse. Palmucci will introduce a resolution at tonight's City Council meeting asking city officials to explore the possibility of allowing the city properties to be used for courthouse business while the courthouse is closed due to the pandemic. High school graduations in Quincy would have to occur on or after July 19th if they are to be held in person. The state has denied Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch's request that the ceremonies be held at Veterans Memorial Stadium before that July 18th date that was set by state education officials. Koch says there will be two ceremonies for Quincy High School, one for North Quincy High, in order to maintain proper social distancing guidelines. The exact dates for the ceremonies have not yet been set. An online survey is being distributed to Quincy residents asking what qualities and skills are important for the next Quincy school superintendent. A 13-member search committee is seeking input from the public as they seek a replacement for Rick DeCristofaro, who will officially retire as of June 13th to become the next Quincy College president. Deputy Superintendent Kevin Mulvey will serve as the interim superintendent until a permanent replacement for DeCristofaro is appointed. Quincy-based Stop and Shop says it will extend the 10% pay raises that it gave to its 56,000 workers in over 400 stores through the 4th of July. The increase was given on March 20th to support workers during the coronavirus pandemic. Those raises were first extended through May 30th and will be extended again to include the 8,000 new associates who have been hired since mid-March. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 1st.